Welcome to the Journey 8. I'm Reverend Judy Hosner, and I invite you to sit back and spend a few moments with us as we share some music and dialogue with you.
I love
Battistelli with one of her older songs called This Is The Stuff. And don't you believe it, this is the stuff. When you're having the crappy, can't say that word on.
Oh, but you just did.
I did. They're going to take my ordination away. When you're having the worst. The script went out the window in 35 seconds. When you're having the worst day possible and you think, you know, this is just crazy, crazy, crazy. It's those crazy times that God uses to try and reel you back in and say, whoa, it's not the end of the world here. You lost your iPhone. Big deal, you know? So anyway, I just love that song because it puts things in perspective. Now, before we go any further, we are a talk show, which means we love to talk to you.
That's right. And you can talk to us at 888-627-6008.
And so you know, Ryan is in the studio with me. We are not conversing long distance as usual. He's on vacation and he chose to spend it with us. Isn't that sweet? After I'm done throwing him under the bus, he probably won't like me so much. Anyway, here we go. So as you may figure out, I'm Reverend Judy Hosner. And of course, this is the Journey 8, celebrating our birthday today. We are officially 4 years old today. Woo-woo.
And I didn't know I would have brought a cake.
Well, let them
eat cake. At least for myself. I would have brought myself a cake to celebrate.
Let them eat cake. So, yes, 4 years. 4 years of bliss. And 3 years of that has been with BBS. And I'm ecstatic that they have granted us permission to stay on board.
They're very generous that
yes.
way.
Have they ever listened to any of our shows?
They've listened the to all of our shows.
Yes, they have, and they still love us. So last show, Ryan had an opportunity to kind of give you a little bit of insight to his background and where he's headed and all that stuff. And then we came together at the end to compare notes.
Which is what we're going to do again.
Yes. So I'm going to start out by, first of all, giving you a little history for those of you who have not been with me the whole 4 years. I can't imagine that's anybody, but who knows? There might be a one or two.
There might be five.
The Journey 8 was a brainchild of myself during the Lenten season in 2013. And what I was trying to do is I had a lot of friends and people at church that were shut-ins and had no way to go to someone's house for a Lenten Bible study. So I did it through the internet. I figured out, you know, how to get online and, you know, have people get their homework assignments and everything. And that's where the Journey 8 started. It's just a name I came up with. Journey 7 was already taken. So Journey 8 was the name. And I know there should be something more creative than that, but it is what it is. So, you know, we started out on a lower scale of once a month having a tutorial of the Bible, almost like a sermon, because I didn't know what else to do. I wasn't as creative as I am today. Ah. So that's a little bit about the show. 4 years. God bless us. A little bit about me and a very little bit, because I don't usually talk much about me on the radio. Graduated from seminary in the 1992-93 school year. Was honored to receive my MDiv summa cum laude. I bet you didn't know that, did you?
I didn't, and I'm very much impressed by it.
I cheated. I didn't. You cannot cheat on that. Did not start my ministry work until much later, because I was afraid of God's plan for me. So I stayed working in my profession until about 2005, when I became handicapped. And from 2005 to 2013, I just kind of wandered my way around the Bible and did odd things for the church and so on and so forth. But, you know, never in my wildest dreams would I ever have thought of getting ordained, you know, 20 years after I graduated. And never in my life would I have thought that something like the Journey 8 would have been hatched from my little brain. It's really the greatest thing I have to commit to society. And so I'm free to go now. No, anyway, so that's that. The Journey 8 is my passion. I work on it all week long and throw things at Ryan, who throws them back at me.
Or I just let him fall.
Or you just let
him fall. As appropriate.
He just doesn't respond sometimes. And usually the silence means move on to the next subject. I love that Ryan fits so well with me as my co-host. Our biggest wish is that we could increase our numbers. And that's where
you come in.
That's right. Tell him.
So we've been having a competition to figure out whose music you like the best. So please email us. You can email me at rduncan@iliff.edu. And Iliff is spelled I-L-I-F-F. And how can they reach you, Judy?
I don't know. Oh, you mean email-wise?
Yes.
You know, I think I'm going to use one of my personal emails, because the professional ones just aren't dumping information right. So you can go jhosner@macmac.com. Very forward and plain, and jhosner@mac.com. So, you know, either one of us or both of us, whatever. But more than that, we want you to call us and talk to us. They're feeling so alone and abandoned. Okay, take it away.
Well, so I'm very conversational when I preach. And so it always works better when I have somebody to talk to and bounce things off of. So we really work much better when people are calling in and asking us questions. I think it works better. I think it's a way for all of you out there to share your wisdom, because I think that we have much more knowledge and wisdom as a community than we do as individuals. So I would much rather hear your thoughts about things, not just ours, because together we're stronger. And together we can also make the show better. We try very hard to be reflective of the needs of our community. So it's important for you to email us or call us so that we know what you need.
And, you know, the whole idea of a successful radio show, whether it's internet or AM, FM, is reflected by the number of people who listen. And although, you know, we consider ourselves a, what's the word I'm trying to find?
I'm not quite sure where you're going.
A theological type show. We are really more than that. We, you know, we are guidance counselors.
That's right.
You know, If you've got a question about why would you even bother going back to church, or this is what the church did to me, or whatever, you know, we want to hear it. We want to hear not only the music we play, and if it's on board with you, or if it's too rock and roll-y, or it's too whatever. We try and play a wide variety of songs, but...
But I do like to stretch the envelope a little bit and be experimental.
Yes.
And it's helpful to know if you like that or not.
Yes. I mean, Cabbage and Bacon was a great hit.
It was.
That was a number one hit. Everybody liked it. All 1,500 million people.
And I was absolutely shocked.
Yes.
And when thousands and thousands of people bought that, my friends were just thrilled.
Yes. I wonder how many people really did.
I don't know.
That's where we are at the moment. You know, our biggest focus in this coming year is going to get the word out that this is us and here we are. And part of that is finishing a Facebook page I started many moons ago and updating it. Ryan has a certain task. What is your task?
I'm going to be doing social media, Facebook and Twitter.
Oh, yeah. He's doing the Facebook page. I'm doing something. I'm not sure what. But whatever he tells me to do.
You're going to look at the numbers and look pretty.
Yeah. And we are going to do some photography while he's here with me. We're in the same place. To change the picture on BBS's webpage of the Journey 8. So punch into that in the near future, and you'll get to see the both of us. Try not to run scared with arms flailing. But
we're gorgeous.
We are.
But there's a reason why we're on radio.
Yes. So I can perform a show in my jammies if I want to.
And you've done that, too, and it's very satisfying.
Yes, it is. You know, I'm comfortable in my little, you know, sweatpants and T-shirt. And God forbid that we ever did do video Skype. We would lose fans left and right. I know we would. Because they'd say, look at that old bat. She doesn't know what she's talking about. Who cares that she's been a minister for 25 eons?
I know I'd have to wear my robe or something. Be very official.
Yes, or your clerics with your little collar. Yeah.
See, I couldn't roll my eyes, though, like I just did.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
I know. You'd have to kick me under the table is what you'd have to do. that was a wrong thing to say. So, you know, tonight... Mostly we wanted to talk about changes and how, you know, the future looks for us. And we're trying to put in some fun stuff for you. And I'm not going to give any clues away right now because we don't know what that is. But, you know, we're going to try and get more interactive.
Get more entertaining, if entertaining. That's possible.
Na 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 na. Ooh, ooh. Let me entertain you. I'm sorry, folks. I'm on medication right now, so just write it off to that. And I'm not normally like this, am I? He's silent.
I didn't want to answer that, but I love the fact that you're always on medication. That is such a good excuse, and I will use it.
Yeah, I'm always... Okay, Mr. Ryan, so we have half an hour or so to go. What do we want to do?
Did you want to talk some more about the purpose of Journey 8?
Well, you know, the whole purpose when I chose to continue it as a ministry outreach is... I had no format or no place that at the time I could do my ministry outreach. I hadn't found the church that I belong to now. And so I said, what do I need a church for? Oh, I'll just say what I have to say, and no one can censor me except for the radio people.
Yeah, you can preach without being preachy.
Yeah, and I'm trying to dig up my archives now of all my old stuff that I used to do, and see if I can find it all and put it in a proper space. But I started out with this little duha of reading the scripture for that day, and then following up with, and by the way, you can call in 888-627-6008, and following up with the little saying that said, if you're driving a bus, a train, a plane, or any other moving device, please don't look up the scripture until you get home. That was my disclaimer. I'm not sure it worked, but hey. So it would be interesting to pull some of the old programs and replay them during this year of celebration.
I'd be interested to know how we could do it differently now with two of us.
Oh, it would change dramatically.
That would be cool.
It would. So maybe what we do is we pull up the old show, listen to it, and then change it around to today's craziness.
We could critique it like they do with the State of the Union.
Yes. Really. We're as good as the State of the Union, aren't we?
I don't think anybody would listen to that.
Oh, nobody's listening to us now, so what difference does it make? That's not true. I appreciate everyone out there that tunes in, some on a regular basis, to us, listens to the show, which you can call me at 888-627-6008. We'd like to hear a voice at the end of the phone, wouldn't you?
I would.
What do you think that voice would sound like?
It would probably sound like one of my friends if they would pick up the phone.
Or one of my friends if they would pick up the phone and call. But you know, they say, you are, what is that? You're an accepted minister when you're not. When you're not something by your home group. I don't know.
I do not even know.
Let's just move on. It's something about if you're home.
Or are you talking about when Jesus would go home and he would try to preach?
And
they're like, who's this guy preaching at us? We know his mother.
Right.
You can't do it if people know you, because they see you as a child instead of as a minister.
Yeah. Well, no one sees me as a child because I was hidden away for many a year in the dark jungles of Africa, where I was raised by pygmies. And
I could see it. That would explain a lot. Yeah,
I'm short. I'm 5'1". I am fun sized. I am not short, but I was raised by pygmies. That's true. Pygmies, and I learned the art of blowgun, and that's why they never give me a straw to this day.
Were you an extra on Indiana Jones?
I was.
I thought
I. But I'm not going to tell you who I was. Because then you'd know what I look like. I mean, you know.
I do.
And your eyes are not burning. So tonight, we should talk about something substantial.
We should.
We did, but we need to talk about something else. Because we have about 20 minutes left.
Well, we could talk a little bit about my ministry then. I talked about it 2 weeks ago. And for those of you who listen, our ministries are very different. Judy's is very It's very Christian and very God-centric, where I'm much more ecumenical and more interfaith. So that would be another thing that you could email us about, or you could call at 888-627-6008. And we can talk some more about the things that you might like to see us do in the future.
And mind you, that it has to be Christian-oriented. I'm sorry. Also, for all of you out there, we love to play indie music. And I encourage Christian indie artists to have their manager or they send us a copy of your song or whatever, and we'll try and get it on for you. And we do not charge for airtime because we're just the minnows in the sea of sharks, I guess. So we have no means by which to charge anybody for anything. We've never set up an account. We've never done that. In the future, we're going to try. But in the meantime, if you have a song that you would like to hear and you can't afford to put it on the bigger stations, then come to us. We'll play it for you. Not a problem.
No, we love to support young artists.
Yeah, that's our, you know, our whole focus is to reach out to the community and help y'all with some of the things that you need help with. And to do that, you either have to email me or call us or something to where we can get, you know, your music and review it and get it on the radio.
That's right. Everybody has a voice and everybody has a right to be heard. So we value your voice. And we recognize, too, that we have a ministry through our words, but you also, as musicians, have a ministry through your music, and we like to support that ministry as well.
Well, and it was one of the reasons why I continued even in the rough years with the Journey 8, because I felt like, if nothing else, I was a conduit, you know, for those young musicians who had no response from larger stations and stuff. And it was because of that that I felt like it was part of what I was being called to do. Wow, that sounded pretty cool.
I know. We should probably segue to the next song.
Yes, what is the next song, Mr. Engineer? It's called, what is it?
There is Nothing Greater Than Grace?
Yeah, Nothing Greater Than Grace. This is by a group called Point of Grace. Was around in the 90s and early 2000s. It's a great song. Mr. Engineer?
What do you say to someone who feels like they've lost it all? Over the edge, with no one there to break their fall. And what do you say to someone who feels so unloved, giving themselves away a little bit every day just to be good enough? And what do you say to a hopeless soul who can't remember their way home?
You know, this song is one that I've had in my library for quite a long time, and I believe it's true that there isn't anything that you can do here on earth that can't be forgiven by grace. The grace of Jesus, you know, led him to a cross where he died for us. And if you're of the, I don't believe in religion and I don't believe in God, and you know, those are all choices that everyone's allowed to make. But if you're of the, oh man, I've screwed up so bad, He wouldn't take me back even if I asked him. And this song was for you, you know, just as it was for me many years ago. So anyway, Point of Grace is the group, and it's called There's Nothing Greater Than Grace. So that being said, there is nothing greater than grace.
That is right.
And I'll gracefully sit for a minute while you talk so I can drink some of my iced tea.
So I'm going to talk, but I'll probably be boring. It's interesting. You know, I was actually preaching on Sunday and talking about how God loved me before I even knew that God existed. And that's not just something I believe to be true. It's something I experienced to be true. So I would encourage you all to really stop and connect with God, to pray, and really be silent when you do it, because God can't really get a word in edgewise if you're talking to God all the time. Sometimes it's better to sit and be silent. And so I would really encourage everyone who's been hurt recently, damaged by the church, going through hard times, to sit in silence and be quiet. And that's really the best advice I can give anybody.
Yeah. You know, there's something to the old saying of listen to the voice of God, you know. And like you said, it's hard to listen to the voice of God when you're yammering all the time. And I'm not saying that it isn't good to ask God for the things you need. But then there's something really, really, and this I'm just speaking for myself, really relaxing in meditation. Just to sit and pick a thought and meditate on it and just be quiet and listen around you, because he may not speak in English. He may speak in bird language or, you know, what have you. It's where you get the inspiration. That's where something comes through to you and says, whoa.
You reminded me of a story.
Yes.
I have heard about centering prayer a couple of years ago.
Yes.
And my pastor encouraged me to try it. And so I would go into the bathtub and I would submerge almost my entire body and just a little bit of my face, just my eyes would be above the water. So I was completely submerged and couldn't hear anything. So there was this whole sensory deprivation thing happening. Mm-hmm. And I would close my eyes and I would let all the thoughts leave my body and leave my mind so that there was nothing there, because I was expecting God to then speak to me in the silence. And I did that every day for probably 2 or 3 weeks. And I went back to my pastor and I said, Pastor, it isn't working. God's not talking to me, but I feel really close to God and I feel really peaceful. But I didn't think it was working, and I almost stopped doing it because I was expecting God to literally speak to me, and God didn't. And I didn't need God to. If I was listening to what I was experiencing, that I was close to God and I felt loved and cared for and embraced, that was what I needed, and that was enough. So in the silence, God will not always speak to you in that way, but God will touch you instead.
Mm-hmm. You know, in our denomination, we have a program called God is Still Speaking. And, you know, I take it one step into my world and say, God is still speaking and he's still creating. He never stopped, you know, and he never stopped speaking to us, but he speaks to us in God language.
That's
so
right.
If we sit and wait for him to sit and, you know, give you a tutorial of what he wants you to do, it's not going to happen. I mean, every once in a while, I get a sermon on the what I call the God phone, but that's not common. What is more common is that there's a feeling that this particular scripture or this particular concept needs to be talked about, whether it's a parable or what have you. So, you know, don't go into it with the high church kind of idea that I'm going to pray and get an answer right now, right this minute. Put your hand on the television. Oh, no. That's
and generally when you get the answer, if you get an answer, it's not what you want.
It's not. And so all we can say to you is carefully hone in on that skill of listening.
It's a muscle, and the more you use it, the more you develop it, the easier it will get.
That's right. So one of the other things I wanted to mention tonight is that as we spoke to you earlier about, you know, getting the word out about the Journey 8, I know we work under a little bit of a deficit that we're only on every other week. However, I'm going to find a way, and I'll ask Mr. Marketing Man at BBS how I can post our schedule on BBS's page for us. And that way you can go to bbs.com/thejourney8 and find that schedule and know what night we're broadcasting. Because I'm sure we confuse some people by thinking that we're on every Monday.
Right. But we are on every other week, and we're religious about it.
Yes.
And consistent.
Yes.
So you can mark your schedule.
Yeah. So until we have more bucks and we can afford to be on every week, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Amen.
You know, it sounds like we have fun. But really, we hate one another.
It's true. You don't see all the drama that goes on behind the scenes.
Yes. It's awful. It would make you cringe. It'd make you say, these two say they're Christians, but they sure don't act like it. And I appreciate that comment.
I mean, really, the only thing keeping us together is the money.
Yeah.
Because it just rolls in.
Yeah.
We don't do Patreon. We don't ask for money. But it rolls in.
Yeah, by the penny. We have a lot of fun in what we say, but our belief structure and the reason why we're here is much more serious, and I think most of you understand that. You know, we're the Abbott and Costello of Christian talk radio, and you know, you can listen to a more serious, you know, turn Joel Osteen or some of the other people on, if you want serious. We have a serious message, but we try not to beat you over the head with it.
That's right.
Right.
And just because we try to be funny doesn't mean that we're not intelligent and know what we're talking about. But we find that often spiritual seekers are in church and they expect everything to be really serious because we're all on a journey and it has to be done like a job. And that's not what spirituality is about. If you can't laugh, then I don't know how spiritually mature you are.
Well, and that's true. In fact, we had a question several months ago from someone describe spirituality. Remember?
No.
Give us the definition of spirituality. And you and I went back and forth.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that was a good conversation because the reality is spirituality comes as each person develops it. I mean, what's spiritual for me may be poppycock to you.
Right.
You know? And so it's a personal thing. And I'll have to pull up that show. Because that was a good show.
That was good.
I think 12 people were listening.
See, we love to denigrate ourselves. Often it sounds like we're denigrating our viewers when we do it. No. But it's really just ourselves.
It's ourselves. You know, we're just trying so hard to at least get a maximum number of listeners for where we're at in the market,
right?
And where we stand in the ratings, which, you know, I hate ratings, but they're a tool, you know. And so it's all about the number of people we can reach. And if I see that we're reaching more people than we did the show before, then I say that's success.
That's right.
Last show was awesome.
I must say I was very good.
Yes, you were. I was gone. I wouldn't know. I was ducking for cover. Man, we had a couple of those boomers here in North Carolina that I thought were going to come and take the house away. It's like, whoa, Toto, we're not in Kansas anymore. The cats are running under the bed, you know. That's when I know they're really scared. All five of them go under the bed. And I'm sitting there by myself to face the weathering storm. So anyway.
So we value the numbers that we get as a diagnostic tool to see if the message we're sending in any given week is reaching people. A better way to do that would be to call us at 888-627-6008 or to email us. You can email me at rduncan@iliff.edu, and ILIFF is spelled I-L-I-F-F.
Or you can email me at jhosner@mac.com. What was that you were just going to do?
I was going to drink some water.
Well, go ahead, drink some water.
No, no, no. We'll wait till we do the last song, which will be in a few minutes.
He always looks to me as if he needs permission to do something. I say, if you want to drink water, drink water. And have at it.
Do it.
So that's the basic story of the Journey 8, how it came about and how we've grown to 4 years. 4 years we've been pulling at your ears. And we want to continue that. But, you know, in a healthy kind of way, you know, it would be good to see the show grow.
Right.
And know that we're reaching other people and having some effect, whether it's good or bad.
That's right. And I think it's important just not to send positive comments.
We can't.
We learn just as much from the criticism as well.
Right. If you don't like the music we're playing, or you want more scripture-based stuff, you know, we can do that. But know that that's a little bit out of our realm.
Only some of us.
Yes, yes. So let's play the last song, Mr. Engineer, which is one I've played many times. Love this song by Terry Newcomer and Alison Krauss.
Let it go, my love, my truest. Let it sail on silver wings. Life's a twinkling, that's for certain, but it's such a fine thing. There's a gathering of spirits, there's a festival of friends, and we'll take up where we...
I just think that's a cool song because it talks about we will take up where we left off when we all meet again.
And I think it's very true, too.
I think it's true. It's true as can be. It's true. It's true. You have to be old like me to know the connotation there. So that's our show for tonight. Anything else you want to say, Mr. Duncan?
Thank you all for joining us.
Yeah, it was fun being in the same room.
Yeah.
Being kicked under the table.
And playing footsie.
And playing footsies.
And other shenanigans we won't talk about.
And other bananas that we won't talk about. Is that what you said?
Shenanigans.
Yes, bananas.
Wow. Sometimes we do not speak the same language.
No. He speaks Swahili. I speak English. Is that... No? I speak Swahili, and you speak English.
We just both speak in tongues and whatever.
Yes, whatever happens. Language comes out, it comes out. All right, so we thank you for listening to us, and by all means, please tell your family and friends to dial in and have a little fun with us. So God bless, and
we'll be with you in 2 weeks.
We'll be with you in 2 weeks. Welcome to the Journey 8. I'm Reverend Judy Hosner, and I invite you to sit back and spend a few moments with us as we share some music and dialogue with you.